there, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Monday the 1st of June, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Music Party. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I will be bringing you lots of kinds of English to wake up your language learning skills. Music Party. Beginners. On Mondays, Dominie has her music class after her normal preschool curriculum. It is an extra class that has been added onto the end of the morning, so the children can learn a few things about the world of music. She has enjoyed it immensely this year. There are only a few children in the class, but they are all buddies, and they have certainly learned a lot. The teacher, Miss Laura, told us that the last day of class would be a party day. Parents were invited to join in the fun and to see what the children had learned during the year. We sat in the sunny playing area of the school while teacher Laura got out all the goodies from her basket: cookies, apple juice, instruments, cards, and colorful scarves. She had everything planned. The children started by parading around, waving the scarves to a certain beat. Then she read a story about a bear, which rhymed. Musical notes came next, and finally the children told us about composers. We finished off the party with juice and cookies, while we sat in the sun and chatted. Unfortunately, teacher Laura won't be back next year. I'm sure Dominie will miss her. Advanced. My calendar has lots of check marks. They have been put there by my children, who are counting the days until the long, long vacation starts. In many schools, teachers are wrapping up their classes and giving parties for the end of term. My daughter, who is still in preschool, had a party the other day. I was lucky enough to attend. It was an unusual party, a music party. She has been doing a music class once a week in her little preschool called Seeds. The curriculum was called Music and Me ABC. Each week the teacher read them stories that had something to do with music. They would move and dance to different types of music and learn about music symbols, rhythm, and even composers. Sometimes, when I would turn up to pick up my daughter, they would still be finishing up the class. At the end of each class, they sing a goodbye song that has a great beat. Each child would be sitting on the floor, cross-legged, swaying to the music, and singing along with her teacher. They would also have a special treat most weeks of being able to take home a percussion instrument. Great for the kids, not so great for the parents. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast of some use. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com, or if you click on the small I in the description column in iTunes, you can also find it there. Please feel free to write to me at acupofenglish@live.com. Give me some feedback or suggestions, and I promise to write back to you. Well, until Wednesday, goodbye.